Saudara pendengar, mungkin kita jarang mendengar berita tentang pelecehan terhadap para lansia. Namun pemerintah percaya bahwa sekitar 10% warga lansia di Australia mengalami pelecehan setiap tahunnya. Dan seringkali sulit bagi migran lansia yang juga menghadapi rintangan tambahan dalam hal melaporkan pelecehan tersebut. Kini ada cara untuk mendapatkan bantuan. Berikut ini laporan yang disusun oleh Audrey Boget. Ketika kita mendengar pelecehan terhadap manula, kita mungkin langsung berpikir tentang penganiayaan fisik. Namun pelecehan itu dapat terjadi dalam berbagai bentuk. Yang paling umum adalah penyalahgunaan uang. Hal itu bisa berkaitan dengan mencuri uang dari para lansia itu, memaksa mereka untuk mengubah keinginan mereka, atau memaksa tanda tangan mereka di atas dokumen bank. Ada juga pelecehan fisiologis, emosional, dan seksual. Pada dasarnya, pelecehan terhadap manula terjadi ketika seseorang yang seharusnya mereka percayai menyebabkan bahaya atau kesusahan bagi para warga lansia itu. Seringkali isolasi membuat para lansia lebih rentan terhadap pelecehan. Alexander Abronov adalah Aged Care Manager. Ia mengatakan bahwa menjadi seorang migran lansia dapat meningkatkan kemungkinan sosial isolasi.
It is a language barrier, it is a misunderstanding of or lack of knowledge of the service system, because the service system in Russia, where they've come from, or from China, or from Europe, where they've come from, is totally different to what it is here. It's isolation, it's lack of confidence in asking. We've always argued that social support is such an important part because it keeps people connected with not only their own community, information from outside of that community, people talk.
Kerentanan ini bisa membuat orang tua menjadi sasaran pelecehan oleh orang asing dan juga seringkali dari keluarga mereka sendiri. Asosiasi Pencegah Penyalahgunaan Penatua atau Elder Abuse Prevention Association Victoria mengatakan dalam 90% kasus pelakunya adalah anggota keluarga sendiri. Greg Money, CEO Advocare, sebuah organisasi di Australia Barat yang mendukung para lansia, mengatakan bahwa pelaku pelecehan itu kebanyakan adalah anak-anak mereka yang sudah dewasa.
An abuser in the case of elder abuse can be anyone, but overwhelmingly the research, both from the experience at my organisation, Advocare, and through the research elsewhere, shows that sons and daughters, or stepsons and stepdaughters, are the most likely abusers of older people. There's also abuse by other relatives, such as grandsons, granddaughters, nephews, nieces, the spouse sometimes.
Bagi warga lansia dengan latar belakang multikultural, bahasa bisa menjadi penghalang tambahan. HK Manager Alexander Abronov mengatakan kemampuan bahasa membatasi jaringan migran lansia dan juga membatasi pemahaman mereka terhadap keputusan finansial atau hukum.
You can imagine someone that doesn't have a big network of people and relies on one or two people. It's very easy for those people get the old person to sign something that they didn't understand what they're signing, they're a big bother to the person, and even though the carer, in inverted commas, is supposed to be helping the person stay at home, what they're in fact doing is they're waiting for that person basically to die and providing very minimal support.
Melaporkan penyalahgunaan juga lebih sulit bagi korban yang tidak dapat berbicara Inggris. Penasihat Greg Manny menjelaskan mengapa organisasi seperti organisasinya menggunakan penerjemah independen.
A real issue we sometimes encounter when we're dealing with a migrant who's got a elder abuse problem is we need to talk to them to find out the information. And quite often it's a relative who or someone who's very close to the family who wants to be the translator. And the problem with that is we can't be 100% sure that what's being translated to us is exactly the right information, or whether the person who's doing the translation isn't perhaps being 100% accurate in the translation. So that always is a bit of a risk, so we always try to get an independent translator when we're talking to someone who can't speak English.
Jadi ada sumber daya dalam bahasa Inggris dan juga dalam beberapa bahasa lainnya untuk membantu para manula itu. Setiap negara bagian memiliki sebuah organisasi yang mendukung para lansia korban pelecehan. Penasihat Greg Manny merekomendasikan untuk menelpon saluran bantuan mereka.
Almost all states also have an elder abuse helpline, so people can call the elder abuse helpline in their own state or even another state, and they'll be able to get some good help through calling those numbers. But the most important thing, I think, is that you don't have to just take the abuse. It's not normal to be abused as you get older, and it's important that you do something about it.
Dan jika Anda tidak dapat menghubungi saluran bantuan, ada juga orang lain di mana Anda bisa mempercayainya, seperti dokter umum Anda, pemimpin agama, atau teman yang Anda percayai. Melissa Chaperlin adalah seorang pengacara di New South Wales Senior Rights Service. Ia ingin memastikan para lansia memahami hak mereka dalam mengambil keputusan mereka sendiri.
It's important to be aware that as we age, we still have rights. We still have the right to make our own decisions and communicate those decisions. We get varying levels of capacity, but we're able to continue to make decisions that we understand the consequences of. And also it's important that older people be aware that there are services out there where they can get free legal advice and assistance and information so that they continue to exercise those rights and manage their affairs for as long as they're able to.
Jika Anda menyangka seorang lansia yang Anda kenal menjadi korban pelecehan, hubungi saluran bantuan penyalahgunaan lansia di negara bagian Anda untuk mendapatkan dukungan. Anda dapat menemukan nomor telepon mereka di situs myhk.com.au.